Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We still continue to track our next system that for sure could affect holiday travel. Right now it's back to the west, but we'll show you where this is headed coming up.
Also coming up today, we'll learn more about the mass shooting in Prague that killed at least 14 people. Straight ahead, the theory police have about the suspect as plans are made for a national day of mourning.
And we're getting you ready for what's shaping up to be one of the busiest travel weekends ever. Everything you need to know before hitting the roads or heading to the airport. Maybe you have that early morning flight there and you're up with us now.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. It is 4:30. And here we are coming up on Christmas weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith and Jeff Hogan. I can't even believe we're saying that, but it's here. And we're going to enjoy it. And we're happy you're with us this morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione at the WRCB Weather Center. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Happy holidays. Hard to believe, like you said, that we are already talking about Christmas heading into this weekend. A festive shot to get you going here this morning. Our beautiful tower camera just outside the studio here. We have no big problems this morning. If you are headed out early for a flight or just on the roads, maybe getting an early start. It is cold, though, like we saw yesterday morning. Temperatures in the 20s and 30s. We're at 35 right now. Good morning to you in Raleigh and Durham. It's a couple degrees warmer than where we were yesterday, but still it probably doesn't make a big difference as you head outside. It still feels chilly, so I'd bundle up. Here's where we're sitting right now on satellite and radar. The radar's trying to pick up on some moisture right there. It's kind of struggling with that. We are nice and dry today into tomorrow, but our next system comes in still into the probably Monday, Tuesday time frame of next week. We play future cast ahead here into Sunday. We're still dry. That's that next batch of moisture there, guys, that we're watching into Monday night, Christmas night, and into Tuesday. We're going to walk through this, though, hour by hour in detail and show you when to steer those holiday plans coming up in a few minutes.
Anthony, thank you. We're following breaking news. A person is dead after a crash on U.S. 264 in Nash County. The crash happened in the eastbound lanes near the NC 581 exit in Bailey around 2:30 this morning. The scene cleared within the last half hour. We're making calls to learn more about what happened.
Well, the holiday rush is well underway. We showed you yesterday how packed things were at Audio International, but today it's more of the same. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is back at the airport this morning. And Kelsey, what are you seeing there this morning so far?
Hey, Ken, good morning. I'm seeing a lot of smiling faces and a lot of happy travelers as they're headed out for the holidays. You can check out the TSA line here behind me. Everything is moving smoothly so far, but you see that they probably already have the sign out. There it is, a security line here so folks can know where that line starts. Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. We say this every year, but you really should get here early. We've got video to show you now of yesterday when those security lines were really long. RDU estimates there will be a 22% more holiday travelers this year compared to last. They're expecting 54,000 people to be here on Christmas Eve alone. And before you head out, RDU recommends checking their website for parking availability. So I just checked that over the past 15 minutes, and it looks like the only lot that's full is Economy Lot 3. So be sure to check out their website before you come to the airport if you need to park. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Well, if you're planning on driving to your destination, AAA says tomorrow will be the busiest day on the roads. Tomorrow, you'll want to hit the road before 10 o'clock in the morning if you want to avoid the bulk of the traffic. The worst times to be on the road are between 11 in the morning and 7 p.m. AAA is forecasting about 115 million people will go 50 miles or more from home between tomorrow and New Year's Day.
There's some good news if you're planning on driving. The DOT is suspending most construction work on major highways. Work along most interstates, U.S. highways, and key state routes in North Carolina is being suspended as of this morning. It will start back up again on January 2nd. Exceptions include bridges being replaced, long-term lane construction, and highway work that does not affect travel.
Well, the average gas price is hovering around $3 a gallon for those planning to get on the roads. An update from AAA around 3 this morning shows the average in North Carolina today, $2.97. That's 9 cents less than 1 month ago. Now, nationally, it's $3.13 today, 15 cents less than a month ago. Gas prices fell a yearly low this week, but they're starting to inch up a little bit. You can expect mild fluctuations during the holiday season. To find the lowest gas prices near you, just go to our website, WRAL.com, search Fuel Tracker.
A person is dead after a shooting near Hope Mills. Cumberland County deputies responded to a call on Miranda Drive off Elk Road just before 9 last night. They found a person outside suffering from gunshot wounds. That person died at the scene. Their name has not been released. The sheriff's office says there does not appear to be a threat to the public.
A woman in Mooresville is facing charges after her 10-year-old child starved to death. Officers saw the child's body Wednesday night inside a home on Craigmead Drive. They tried to do CPR, but it was not successful. Police say there was little to no food inside the family's home. Neighbors told WRAL they never saw the child come outside. The boy's mother, 33-year-old Priyanka Tiwari, now charged with murder and child abuse.
You know, you have other family members who not only have lost, you know, a child in their family, but they've also maybe lost a daughter that's been arrested.
Well, Tiwari was given no bond. She's due back in court next month.
We're expecting an update today from authorities in Prague after a mass shooting there killed at least 14 people and wounded 25 others. A student opened fire inside a building at Charles University yesterday. He was killed by police. Students locked themselves in classrooms. Others hid on the ledge of a building to escape the shooter. Authorities say they're working on a theory that the shooter is connected to a double murder near Prague last week. Tomorrow, the Czech Republic will observe a day of mourning for the victims. Flags will be flown at half staff, and a minute of silence will be held nationwide.
Fayetteville police have identified a woman killed in a shooting earlier this week. This is video from the scene on Rose Hill Road. Investigators say someone shot two women after a fight Wednesday night. 24-year-old Deja Kies died. Another woman had to go to the hospital. She was treated and released. Police are still looking for the person responsible.
Donald Trump reportedly pushed Republican election officials in Michigan to not certify the 2020 results on a phone call. That's according to the Detroit News, which reviewed the newly revealed audio recordings. The call was recorded on November 17, 2020, by someone who was with election officials in Wayne County, which includes Detroit. The Detroit News reports on that call, Trump and Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told canvassers they would get them attorneys. Joe Biden won Michigan by about 150,000 votes. A Trump campaign spokesperson says his actions were part of his duty to ensure election integrity.
Well, as we head into the new year, get ready for some major changes on I-40 between Raleigh and Johnston County. Crews are entering the final stages of a major widening project on that highway. They're focusing on upgrading the State Road 42 interchange with a diverging diamond design. They're also building a brand new interchange at Cleveland Road. It should save drivers time when it's done, but the state DOT acknowledges it's been a tough time for drivers in the work zone.
Everything we do impacts what, not just the commuter traffic or the beach traffic, but just all the businesses up top. So we have so many traffic shifts to deal with maintaining our existing two lanes. It just takes a lot of planning.
Expect traffic shifts around Cleveland Road and NC 42 as we head into the spring. The state DOT is hoping to finish everything by the summer.
If you forget some holiday essentials and need to run out to the store over the holiday, you'll need to know which are open. If you forgot to get a gift for someone, Christmas Eve is the last day to buy one. Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh is closing its doors at 6 p.m. Sunday. Stores like Target, Walmart, and Dollar General are closing early as well. On Christmas Day, most gas stations like Circle K and Sheetz, as well as CVS stores and Walgreens, will be open. As for grocery stores, you'll want to grab what you need by Sunday. All of the grocery stores are closed on Christmas, and most are closing early on Christmas Eve. For a list of what's open, including some local markets and shops, you can go to WRAL.com and find the story under the Smart Shopper tab.
Well, the Los Angeles Rams are getting closer to punching the ticket to the NFL playoffs. They built a 30-7 lead over the New Orleans Saints last night in Thursday Night Football and held off a late comeback attempt. The Rams got the win 30-22. Now, the win improves LA's chances of getting a wildcard spot in the playoffs. And even with the loss, the Saints are still in contention for the NFC South division title.
It's a big weekend for football on WREL and Fox 50. It all starts tomorrow at 4:30 on WREL when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Then it's NFL Sunday on Fox 50. At 1 o'clock, the Panthers look for the win against the Green Bay Packers. Then at 4, it's the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. There's also a game on Fox 50 on Christmas Day. The New York Giants will play the Philadelphia Eagles at 4:30.
Time now 4:40 this morning. A warning about the drug Ozempic, but we're learning about fake versions of this drug that are being sold in the U.S.
Actor Vin Diesel is being sued for sexual battery. The accusations made by his former assistant against him and his sister.
We want to give you a live look at Clayton this morning. It's another chilly morning. Meteorologist Anthony Bagoon will join us after the break with our holiday weekend forecast.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is 4:44 on this Friday morning. As we head out here out the door, if you're in the air, we're looking at our travel forecast. Still really good right now. We're at 35 there at RDU checking in this morning, so just a couple degrees warmer than where we were yesterday. All flights at this point are on time. We have a few clouds that they might have to deal with, but once they get above those, it should be smooth sailing across our part of the country. We still have high pressure in control. Traveling back to the west, though, that's where we start to run into some issues with that rainfall. Across our state, though, we're looking at 56 there in Raleigh this afternoon, 52 Nags Head. Everyone looking good. It will be a little bit more cloud cover, I think, than what we saw for our Thursday, but then some more sunshine, thankfully, on the way this weekend. Our next system, though, arrives on Tuesday of next week with some rain.
Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams is responding after a woman says no one answered her 911 call earlier this week. We have reported extensively on staffing issues at the Emergency Communication Center and calls that haven't been picked up in the target time of less than 10 seconds. Mayor Williams believes the issues are serious and the city will have to get creative to fill the void.
They are aggressively recruiting. That's for one. Two, it takes, you know, a significant amount of training, and the workplace behavior has changed significantly. So while we're recruiting, we're also adjusting to post-COVID human behavior when it comes to workplace.
The staffing issues have improved some since our past reporting. 40 of the 60 operational positions are filled, and 19 of the 20 administrative positions are filled, in all about 75%.
The FDA is warning about counterfeit versions of the drug Ozempic. The agency says it's found thousands of units of fake versions of the drug. Five people have gotten sick. So far, no cases have been serious. Investigators say the best way to avoid fakes is to get the drug through state-licensed pharmacies and with a valid prescription. Ozempic is used to treat type 2 diabetes. It's become widely popular among people using it for weight loss.
Actor Vin Diesel is being sued for sexual battery. A lawsuit was filed by his former assistant, Astrid Jonasson. She says in 2010, Diesel forced himself on her in a hotel suite in Atlanta. Jonasson is also suing Diesel's company, One Race Productions, and Diesel's sister. The suit claims days before the incident with Diesel, the supervisor of One Race propositioned Jonasson. Jonasson says that Diesel's sister, who is also the president of his company, fired her hours after the hotel suite incident. In addition to sexual battery, the suit charges Diesel and other defendants with a hostile work environment, negligent supervision, and wrongful termination.
A human rights group is accusing the parent company of Facebook and Instagram of restricting pro-Palestinian speech. The group called Human Rights Watch says it has identified thousands of pieces of pro-Palestinian content that did not violate Meta's rules but were restricted or removed. The group claims Palestinian supporters face over-enforcement more than other groups. Meta says the report does not reflect its efforts to protect free speech related to the Israel-Hamas war.
Well, starting today, people in Wake Forest will see something a little different when they look up. The town is giving the water tower a makeover. Crews are applying the downtown Wake Forest logo to both sides of the tower. Work started Wednesday and is expected to wrap up today.
In Cumberland County, the animal shelter there is working overtime to have a silent night on Christmas. Their kennels are full, and they're waiving adoption fees, so all of the animals will have a home. Fees will be waived through December 23rd.
With just a few days to go until Christmas, Ardy International has been packed with families reuniting for the holidays. Our crews captured several moments yesterday, complete with lots of hugs and welcome home signs.
They've been counting down until she gets here, and yeah, really excited to spend time with her aunt.
The last time I saw them was in September, and they've already grown so much.
Coming back to RDU after visiting my mom and dad in Florida, and happy to be home for Christmas.
Hey. Well, the airport says it's anticipating a record-breaking holiday travel weekend, with Sunday expected to be the busiest day, with 54,000 people expected to travel through the airport. The airport reported yesterday 1.2 million travelers passed through its doors in November, a more than 17% increase from the previous year.
Oh, the sweet hugs. Today, the local nonprofit, A Place at the Table, says it will have a big announcement after an appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show. The Raleigh restaurant's owner, Maggie Kane, has been on the show before. You may remember she got a $10,000 donation back in January. The menu at A Place at the Table has a suggested pricing policy, allowing people to pay what they can, donate, volunteer, or pay it forward. WRAL's Michelle McConaughey will be part of today's segment as well. You can watch the Kelly Clarkson show today at 2 right here on WRAL.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Time out 4:48. Another cold morning outside, but, you know, it's the holidays, so it feels great. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione checking it all out for us.
Yeah, it certainly feels like we're headed here into the Christmas weekend with those temperatures that we've been continuing to watch out there this morning. Here's a live look, though, for us in Sanford. You can see it is nice and calm. We just have some high-level clouds that are kind of off in the distance. All that's doing, though, is maybe keeping our temperatures just a degree or two warmer than what they otherwise would be. It's still chilly. I would still bundle up as you're headed out. Plan for temperatures here, mainly in the 20s and 30s. We're at 31 in Clinton, Fayetteville, 35 in Raleigh and Durham. 27 is where we sit right now currently in Southern Pines. We go here a wide view on satellite, talk about that cloud cover. That's really the only thing that we're seeing of note, if you will, on satellite right now. Some of those clouds are back to our west, kind of toward the mountains. We're going to continue to watch those get closer. There's not a lot of them, but I would still say today maybe partly to mostly cloudy is what we're looking at. Otherwise, our next system is still well close to or closer to the west coast here at this point. It's that center of low pressure right there spinning, bringing lots of rainfall, even some thunderstorm activity getting close to Los Angeles at this point. If you're headed in that direction, could be kind of a messy travel day. What that is going to do, that center of low pressure is kind of going to combine with an area up in the Pacific Northwest across the country, and that will bring us our next focus here for some rain. We start future cast off right now, though. We go forward in time. Still a bit of a clipper system heading up toward Michigan, Ohio, that could bring some rainfall. That is not going to amount to much. We pause this early Sunday morning. This is where we could run into some issues as far as travel. Notice our neck of the woods is still good, but some snowfall back toward Denver. They are looking at a white Christmas in that part of the country. All of this rainfall, though, that is all rain, gets closer to us by the time we head into Monday. I think the majority of our Christmas day looks pretty good. Certainly Christmas Eve will be dry, so no problems there. This comes in late on the day on Monday, let's say 6, 7, 8 p.m. or so, with us Monday night, Christmas night into Tuesday, during the day on Tuesday, and then it should be out of here by the time we get into Wednesday. If you can kind of steer those travel plans coming back, or if you're still headed out to celebrate with family, Wednesday is looking like the better day to do so. Otherwise, you'll have some rain on that Tuesday time frame. Otherwise, we're at 56 today, 58 during the day tomorrow, 63 on Sunday, temperatures on Monday. Incredible for Christmas Day at 65. And then we go back down, guys, there at 57 by Thursday, maybe even a few thunderstorms as we head into Tuesday, but not looking at severe weather at this point.
Anthony, thank you. The Beatles not only collaborated together to make music, but a painting as well. How much this work of art is expected to sell for at auction?
And we're getting a better idea of which movies could win big at the Oscars next year. Which ones made the shortlist? Coming up next. Well, this is a busy time of year, and chances are you need a little extra energy. From machines to mugs, WRAL's Five on Your Side and Consumer Reports giving us a look at which products keep your coffee hot the longest.
So one of the interesting things we found in our tests is that some of the better-known brands like Yeti and Starbucks fell a little bit short of the competition. They'd be beautifully designed and styled, but their lids would allow heat to escape or liquid to spill.
Consumer Reports and Five on Your Side found the top performer to be the Zoja Rishi Thermos. It keeps your drinks hot for 13 and a half hours, 6 hours longer than its closest competitor. You can get a full breakdown of all the travel mugs and other coffee products on the market by finding this story on Five on Your Side's page on WRL.com.
Here's a gift idea for the Beatles fan in your life who has everything. A painting jointly made by all four members of the band. The painting will go to auction in February, and experts say it could bring a high bid of up to $600,000. The Beatles painted it in Tokyo in the summer of 1966. Some experts say it is the only artwork jointly made and signed by the Beatles.
Well, Barbie appears to be on its way to a big night at the Oscars. The movie earned five mentions in the Academy Awards shortlist reveal yesterday. The list gives Academy's semifinalists for 10 categories. Barbie got nods for original score, sound, and original song. The nominees for this year's Oscars will be announced January 23rd.
In the Florida Keys, Santa put on scuba gear to spread some Christmas cheer. Visitors at the Florida Keys Aquarium Encounters were surprised to see St. Nick going into a 200,000-gallon coral reef tank instead of going down a chimney. Well, Santa's bag was packed with presents for the sea creatures in the tank, and he handed out treats to rays, fish, and a Florida lobster. We can assume all the creatures made the nice list.
Well, tune in to WRL on Christmas night for a look back at some of the most impactful stories our WRL Docs team has told this year. You can watch Where Are They Now at 7:30 Monday night. You will also be able to watch it online at WRLDocumentary.com. We're coming up in the 5 o'clock hour this morning. We're getting you ready for what's shaping up to be one of the busiest travel weekends ever. Everything you need to know before heading out this weekend.
Plus, details on the vote happening today on a United Nations Security Council resolution on Gaza. We'll break down the goals of the resolution in our next half hour.